Hello.
Hello, it's James.
Hi.
Hi, James. This is Aaron calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Is now a good time to talk, James?
So, you can talk, but I'm on my way to an airport.
On the way to the airport?
Hi.
Right. So, do you have 10, 15 minutes, or is that too long?
I'm not carry on.
Okay, James. So, yeah, basically, the nature of this call is I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And what I'm here to do is gather as much evidence as I can about your time in care and also your time post-care. So, what I need to do, obviously, is ask...
Post-care? I thought it was a claim about my care.
So after it, it's how it's affected you in your adulthood, if it does still affect you to this day, you know. Obviously, you know, if, from what I can see, obviously you have experienced quite a traumatic time in care.
But the thing is, I never let that fucking affect my life. I had three kids and I fucking moved on, and I had to hear, I couldn't let that fucking dwell on it, because if I dwell on that, my kids would have been fucked.
Yeah, no, I do understand.
Sorry for the language.
No, of course. You can say as much as you want. That's what I'm here for. I'm a bit of a cushion for yourself. But yeah, no, obviously, I've just got to understand you as a whole. I've got to paint the best picture that I can. So basically, James, I just need to understand, do you have any kind of medical diagnoses with your doctor?
No, because see, every psychologist or everybody I ever went to fucking ruined my life. They made it fucking worse. So no, I've never been to any of that shit.
Okay, that's understandable. Health issues. Just to let you know, James,
I've got issues with psychologists or doctors or whoever the fuck they think they are fucking claiming my life, you know me?
Yeah, no, I do understand that. Yeah, go on,
have you got my record there that was set on fire and everything?
What was that, sorry?
Have you got on my record there that was set on fire when I was in there?
I shall have a look for you, bear with me 1 second. Yeah, we actually do have that here, yeah.
Well, that's alright, and as long as we've got that, though.
Yeah, no, we do have that. Obviously, was the individual an ex-army serviceman from New Zealand? Is that him?
Well, I don't know where he was. He's from New Zealand, but as far as I know, he was an ex-special forces type of guy. Deputy head of the place. But here, also, he was fucking hitting me, and so was the fucking, the head. They both had a fucking shot that day in the boardroom.
Yeah.
And so was the other manager, so... I don't know the names. I kind of run it down, but I'm saying... the one with a ginger beard, I don't even think I can't remember his name. He fucking... basically put his fucking, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But would you say though, James, that obviously you can...
Can you call me Jimmy, please?
Did
you sound like
a sheriff? Jimmy, yeah, I'll call you whatever you want to be called by. So do you kind of feel like you may have, like... I don't want to diagnose it and say PTSD, because I'm no medical professional. Would you say it's easy for you to flash back into their moments?
Of course it is. Yeah. Especially with my own children. And I reflect things. And yes, I do.
Yeah,
so
no, I
reflect the next time.
Yeah. Sharing is
give it.
Yeah,
so
you're like, oh,
mate,
that's a bit
fast, that one. Right,
okay, James. Sorry, Jimmy. And do you drink or take any recreational drugs to kind of deal with any sort of thing?
I do drink, yes. I do take recreational drugs now and again, but not excessively since the kids are in my...
Yeah. But do you drink on a daily, weekly basis, monthly basis, parties?
Fucking weekly.
Weekly. So is it every day or like, you know, just that?
Well, every day, depends what I'm doing. If I'm working, and I can't really drink it when I'm at work. So I try my hardest not to.
Okay.
But I've been into work steaming, if that makes it help.
Yeah, no, I do get that. Yeah.
See, the thing is, mate, see this whole claim thing?
Yeah.
You don't really actually understand, right? I don't know if you've been through it yourself. But it's quite fucking traumatic to fucking even think about all this shit again.
It is, and I do understand that. Obviously, it's not nice to speak about what you have gone through, but that's what we are here for. Obviously, we do apologise deeply on the fact that we have to bring all this to yourself.
I'm just letting you know.
But at the same time, this is what we are here for. We are here to get you the compensation that you do deserve for what you have gone through, so... I know it's not the nicest thing at all, but the more that, obviously, you share with us, the better case that we can have to fight for yourself, you know what I mean?
That okay, but...
So, obviously, yeah, I do apologise, it's not the nicest to talk about.
I'm not. That is an apology for you, mate, and I'm cool, but I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jimmy, there's one question I do have to ask, and I don't like asking anybody this question, but have you ever tried to, like, self-harm or take your own life? From what happened to you?
I've thought about it several times, but I've never had.
Yeah.
Because I had kids.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, but that's, you're the only person I've ever said that to.
Well, honestly, thank you very much for your honesty with that. It does take a lot of nerves to you know, admit that. So I really do appreciate you being honest with me there, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
I'll be honest with you, I was in the army, I stuck a gun in my roof and tried to pull the trigger, but the safety catch was on. So there you go.
Yeah. No, it's obviously not the nicest what you have been through, and obviously, yeah, you know, it's... I can only imagine it, and it's, yeah, you're a very brave person, Jimmy, you really are.
The only thankful thing I've got is I broke off because I never got raped by a priest. Sorry,
I get you, you know what I mean? I do understand you know, your position and your thought behind the whole process.
Hi.
So, Jimmy, are you currently registered with a general practice at the minute?
I've got a doctor, yes.
Yeah, and do you mind sharing them details with me, please, so I can pull up some medical records for the case?
Well, there's nothing on medical because I don't go to medical about this. But I'll give you my doctor's, no problem.
It's just so we can gather as much information, obviously not just from your doctor's.
It's Linkwood Medical.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Linkwood, LINKWOOD, Medical Centre in Elgin.
No worries, I'm just going to find the information out to put your doctor's name. Yeah, so we've got that in the Glass Green Centre in Elgin.
Yep, that's one.
Not a problem.
But as I say to you, I've no problems. I don't go to doctors, I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Listen, mate, if you spent your life being fucked by every country that wears a white coat, you're gonna go to them.
Yeah. Oh, it's not, I get that some people out there don't feel heard from, you know, their doctors and stuff like that, which is obviously, it's sad and not nice to hear. Obviously, they should be there for you know, people like yourself to turn to and lay off the feelings.
But you can't. You can't, but, if you've had that in your life, you can't, mate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, yeah. And you probably heard that a lot, because there's no way you can.
So yeah, there's just no room for laying off your feelings anymore, to see, which is the sad thing about nowadays. So I can see also here, Jimmy, obviously you were roughly around, is it two kind of care services? I've got Andrew Thompson School.
Andrew Thompson House.
Andrew Thompson House, okay. Andrew Thompson. And was that in Elgin as well?
A couple of times.
Was that in Elgin as well? Was it pretty?
That is in Elgin, yes.
Okay, how long roughly was you at Thompson House?
Listen, I spent several occasions there. A couple of years, probably.
Several years, did you say?
I would say I. You know, get my record to find out. I thought you were going to find out my total things, because I was out, I was out, I was out, I was out.
Yeah, well, that's what my job here is. That's what my role is here. As I said, I'm part of the investigation team, so this is where I dive deeper into it all, get where you were staying, what kind of council it was under, and then I'm able to pull them records from.
Yeah, listen, mate, I'm 52-year-old, mate. There was no fucking council in the day.
trust me, Jimmy, there was always a council. Trust me. There's always someone I can find that was under them, well, in control of them.
Yeah, but it's the same as the day. Like, well, there's all councillors and all that shit. There's no fucking council in my day. I just was fucking slapped about and fucking felt sharp.
Okay, and so you're saying you were there for several years. Could you roughly pinpoint how long now?
I think from age 8, so 74, I was born. I went into foster homes and then I went to fucking Andrew Thompson. I was in there a couple of times. So, and then fucking 12 to 13, my mum's in the workmate, a fucking children's panel, so I ended up going to the fucking school unit, Listy School in Aberdeen. So, in between them things, I don't know dates, I don't know anything, but...
Alright, well, I'll roughly put, obviously, you said from the age of 8,
when I went to Aberdeen, which is a Listy School, which is a lot less than Andrew Thompson.
Okay, the school that I have here is Oak Bank School, is that not correct?
I hope not. Well, they call it a school, mate, but it was a fucking prison for kids.
Yeah, okay. So it's Aberdeen Oak Bank School.
Aye, that was the one, and then before that was Andrew Thompson House.
Yeah, I've got that, okay. So you were there from, say, 1986 to, how long did you say, about 3 years?
Aye.
Okay. No worries, just so I've obviously got the best accurate information that I can deal with, you know what I mean?
As far as I know, mate, mind I'm 52 and I've got off.
Yeah. Okay, and are your kids going up, are they, Jimmy?
My kids are, yes.
Yeah, okay. That's good. At least you've had, you know, that kind of light in your life, obviously, to bring those children.
Listen, mate, I've swore. That everything that happened to me would never happen to my children, and I made sure, and I strived every day to fucking prove it. And yeah, listen, just because I have demons, doesn't mean my kids have to deal with my demons. Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I do understand that. I do, I've got two children myself.
Ah, well, here, listen, I've got three, right, we hear the road, one's 26, 24, and my daughter's 19. I'm actually going home right now from my work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, fucking thing for my daughter, but... But I'm just saying, listen, I'm just getting off track here. So these pedo cunts that say fucking the rape kids because that happened to them.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing I could ever put my kids through is whatever happened to me, and I would never do it. So, I just don't understand shit like that. But anyway, mate, that's all for that, sorry.
No, it's okay, let your feelings out. That's exactly what I'm here for.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, obviously, I've got the Aberdeen Oak Bank School. They were listed under Aberdeen Council.
So
I can obviously pull them records from the archives of Aberdeen City Council. But when I do pull these records up, Jimmy, and obviously they do get sent back to myself, would you like them to be shared with yourself?
Well, you can share them with, yes, I wouldn't mind that, to be honest.
Yep, okay, no, that's absolutely fine. I can do that, no problem. Because one way or another, we will go through it, within this process. Obviously, when I'm pulling all these records from multiple places, some people don't want them shared and some do, just to, you know, because they can bring up further stories that can help us in the case.
But see, the thing is, I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I really need to fucking open this up again.
Yeah.
See, if I read that record, then I'm going to fucking write that shit. That's right. That's yeah. Never. Because that's, remember, you've got to remember, that's been written by the people that was abusing it.
Yeah, of course.
So, nah, apart from me, I don't want the records, no.
Okay. That's absolutely fine, James. James, sorry, my apologies. That's absolutely fine. It's your wishes. It's your wishes.
No, that'll open far too much for an alarm drop.
Okay, Jimmy. So, yeah, so obviously I've got as much information as I can at the moment with what you've told me. I obviously would like to say that obviously the process isn't, it's not a fast moving process. This can roughly take between 6 to 12 months. And what happens in that process is obviously we do, you know, request for your records to be sent to ourselves, when obviously gathering them records back and stuff. And we go forward with your case then gets put with an independent panel in the Scottish Red Dress Council. What happens is, with that, is you don't have to attend any sort of, you know, hearing or anything like that. It's all done behind closed doors, and they make a decision on your case. And what we aim to do with your case, Jimmy, is we like to, first and foremost, you know, get the apology that you do deserve.
Listen, 2 seconds, mate, right?
Yep.
Listen, you're a mate doing a job, right, and thankful for it. You don't need to apologise for me, because it was not you. It was not anything to do with your company or anything like that. So, you didn't ever have to apologise to me, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Jimmy. I really do. But obviously we want to get that, not obviously from ourselves, but we want to get that from, you know, the council, sir. Put you know yourself and many of the children through what you've done.
You're from Manchester, are
you? No, well, I know I'm calling off in Manchester, but I'm from Liverpool myself.
Right, from Liverpool, right? Mate, I don't even know if he's a fucking dog. So why are you apologising for a dick that fucking abused me when I was fucking, teenager, a bairn, in Scotland? It's not your apology to make, mate. But yeah, thank you. But you shouldn't have to apologise for that. You try to help me out.
Of course, no, I do understand that, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Thank you. But what we do aim to do by the end of this process is we do like to, you know, fight for you to get some sort of financial compensation for obviously what you have gone through as a child, which, you know, is not the nicest at all.
Yep.
But obviously, just so you are aware of, you know, what you are entitled to, is if I could just quickly go through with you, the kind of options that, you know, are out there for yourself. And obviously, if you're happy to proceed with ourselves, then, you know, by the end of what I'm next to say.
And tell me you're taking 20% and everything like that?
You know what, Jimmy? You'd be great at a job here with me, you know. You really would.
So I'm just telling you. Yeah. I totally agree with everyone.
Yeah, no, obviously.
I'm going to be honest. See, the money doesn't really make a dog and difference to me. But I'm saying is, it would be good if you take the 20% that you've chased these up and you've chased these dicks up. Oh yeah, take 25% if you want.
Well, obviously, just to reassure you, Jimmy, we don't even take 20%. The actual figure is 19.2%. And that is capped. So it doesn't matter what you are compensated, whether, you know, it's big or small, we'll never take more than 19.2%. And yeah, obviously to summarise it up for you, if you don't win, we don't win. We don't chase you for any fees that, you know, we are entitled to. So what we do aim to do is obviously get you that case won for not just us but for yourself as well.
Yes.
But yeah, just to reassure you, obviously, if for whatever reason we, you know, it doesn't go in our favour, we do not chase you for any fees anyway.
I'm sure with that bunch of dicks, it'll go in my favour, or our favour.
Of course it will. If we'll do our absolute best and wear our absolute socks off to make sure that it does for yourself.
Right, okay, so thank you very much.
Not a problem, Jimmy. Well, just before the two go, I'm just checking that we have a cool enough period, which we don't, so that's all good. We can get the ball started rolling for you. So what I'll do here is I'll take up these records, get it, pull everything together. As I said, it will be a kind of 6 to 12 month process, but in that time, every kind of 4 to 5 weeks, I'll give you a call with a little bit of an update where we're heading with it, what's happening right. With the piece, and we can go. Does that sound good to you, Jimmy?
Hi, this is a call number. I'd like to be here, listen.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question, right? Even though I don't want the records, right?
Yeah.
Can you give me an update? Can I ask you things?
Of course. You can ask me whatever you want.
Oh, that's all right, mate.
If you have personal strings to mind when if it's in the next few weeks, you're more than welcome to take this number and give us a call and discuss whatever that comes to mind. No problem at all.
Right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, Jimmy. So, as I said, my name is Adam and I am going to be dealing with your case. As I said, save this number. If you've got any questions, feel free to give me a call. But other than that, you'll probably hear from me every 4 to 5 weeks. Just keeping you kind of updated with the process and where we're at.
Okay, Adam, this will be the third number I've saved for you.
You have gone through some departments, but this is going to be the last kind of position on who's going to be contacting you. As I said,
you're dealing with me now, not Andrew.
Yeah. Not Andrew. Andrew is our person, obviously, who gets all the information from yourself and obviously where you're at and what happened to you, but with yourself. I now take over what Andrew has started and come straight to the end with you now, to the end of the process.
Right, so you're here with me. What's your name again?
My name's Aaron.
Right, okay, Aaron. I look forward to hearing from you.
Not a problem, Jimmy.
See the fucking shitty stuff.
Yep.
You get my records. I don't know how to hear about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Even if I ask, just say me, well, just pardon me off, if I'm going to be honest.
Well, no, I'll reassure you that you didn't want to be shared with that information, and then we'll talk on the weather is outside.
Right, okay, sir.
No worries, Jimmy. You go and enjoy your day. Thank you very much for sharing the information with yourself today. I appreciate how honest you've been. And go and enjoy your day with a smile on your face. Thank you very much.
Right, okay, bud. Come on,
bud. Cheers, Jimmy. Bye now.